and for a proof, you can look at history that Hazrat Fidda salamullahi alayha, when she became servant of Bibi Zahra, she became knowledgeable woman. That she used to speak with Quran for 20 years. Because time is too short, and inshallah my brother will deliver in Urdu. I will inshallah finish in English. Just a little bit about Hazrat Fidda and then about greatness of Bibi Zahra salamullahi alayha. Listen, Hazrat Fidda for 20 years she spoke with Quran. Who gave her this power? Who gave her this knowledge? Bibi Zahra salamullahi alayha. Because she came at the door of Bibi Zahra. Just one story about Hazrat Fidda, that how she used to reply from Quran. It has been narrated that once a man was lost from his caravan and he was wandering in the desert. Suddenly, the man saw an old lady alone in the desert. Now, he was surprised. What is this old lady doing here? She was alone. And he went forward to ask her that what was she doing here. He didn't know what is her name. He didn't know who is this woman. He didn't know that she is Hazrat Fidda, the servant of Bibi Zahra salamullahi alayha. He went forward and he, as we usually meet each other, he started asking her, "Oh, old lady, who are you? What are you doing here? Have you been lost from your caravan?" And these kind of questions, he started asking many things. Hazrat Fidda replied from Surah Zuhru, Surah 43, verse number 89, "Qul salamun fasawfa ta'lamun." First do salam, then you will understand who am I.
Wow.
The man did salam. And Hazrat Fidda also taught us that whenever you meet each other, when two faithfuls are meeting, the first thing they should do salam to each other. Now the man did salam and he asked Hazrat Fidda, "Have you been lost from your caravan?" So Hazrat Fidda again replied from Holy Quran, from Surah Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 37, "Man yahdillahu fama lahu min muzillin," that whoever is being guided from God, he will never be misguided. Hazrat Fidda informed him that yes, I have been lost from my caravan, but she also told him that I have trust in God. Allah Akbar. By every reply, she is giving a reply from Quran and teaching us. Now the man was shocked. He was surprised and bewildered. When he was asking any question, she was replying from Quran. He was surprised and shocked. So he asked her, "Are you human being or jinn?" So Hazrat Fidda again replied from Holy Quran. She said, recited a verse from Surah A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 27. "Ya Bani Adam, don't worry, I am human being." Salat ala Muhammad wa ala. Now the man started speaking easily. Now he started asking some more questions from Hazrat Fidda. He asked, old lady, where are you from? Or where are you coming from? So again, Hazrat Fidda recited a verse from Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, verse number 42, "Yunaduna min makanin ba'eed." The man understood that she is coming from a very far place. Because the translation of this verse is, they are being called from a very far place. The man again asked Hazrat Fidda, "So where are you going?" So Hazrat Fidda recited a verse from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 97, "Lillahi ala an-nas hajj al-bayt," I'm going for hajj pilgrimage. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala. Now the man asked Hazrat Fidda, "Since how many days you have been lost?" Hazrat Fidda again replied from Holy Quran. She recited a verse from Surah Qaf, Surah 50, verse number 38, verse number 38. What did Hazrat Fidda say? Hazrat Fidda recited, "Laqad khalaqna as-samawati wal-ardha wa ma baynahuma fi sittati ayyamin," that God has created this world in 6 days. She also informed him that I have been lost since last 6 days. Now the man thought that because she has been lost from her caravan since last 6 days, definitely she has finished her food and she has finished her water and definitely she's hungry. So he went and asked Hazrat Fidda, "Are you hungry? Are you feeling hungry?" So Hazrat Fidda again recited a verse from Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 8, "Ma khalaqna ma ja'alnahum jasadan la ya'kulun," we did not give them such a body that they don't eat. Means I am human being and I feel hunger, so I will eat food. Now the man said, "I gave her food," and then I asked her, "Oh, old lady, because I'm riding on the horse and you are walking. Can you please walk faster? So Hazrat Firza did not say yes or no. She recited a verse from Surah Baqarah, the second surah, verse 286. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. God never forces anyone more than his strength. He said, I understood that she is not going to walk fast with me. So I asked her, if you are not walking fast with me, so can you come and sit with me? Again, Hazrat Firza recited a verse from Surah Anbiya, Surah 21, verse 22. لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا. If there were two gods in this world, there would have been lots of troubles and problems. Means, I am na mahram of you, I cannot sit with you. The man said, okay, if you don't want to sit with me, don't want to walk faster, so I'll come down and ask Hazrat Firza to sit. Hazrat Firza said, and she again recited a verse from Surah Zukhruf, Surah 43, verse number 13. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا.